Thank you, Sinead. 53102 for your text. You can send us emails to ray@todayfm.com. Now, we did this 10 years ago when Ireland qualified for the World Cup. We asked you to help us rewrite a song. And that's what we're asking you to do again, 10 years on. I've little scant memory of what we did on that occasion, so we're sort of making up as we go along, literally. I'm in Matt Cooper's studio here, and I'm joined by John Reynolds and Damo Dempsey and Bazooka Man, another John. So you're all very welcome.
Thanks, Ray.
Now, we've told people, and it's been in the papers over the last few days, that we're rewriting Rocky Road to Dublin. Damo, what do you know about this song, that Rocky Road to Dublin?
That it's very tricky to sing
right
and play, because it's a slip jig, the timing, and it's unique to Ireland, that timing. It's 9-8.
And you've lost them already, Damo. There's a lot of words in it, isn't there?
Yeah, there's like say a song like Dirty Old Town, Ray, is about 150 words. You know, and there's lots of places to get a breath.
Yeah.
But Rocky Road is about 530 words.
Okay.
And there's not very much places. If there's no instrumental, it's a very hard song to sing, you know, and sing well.
Okay.
And it took me years and years to learn it.
I listened to it over and over again, and there's a lot of verses in it. I think for our purposes, we'd probably, two verses would be enough, wouldn't it? It'd get the message across.
Yeah, exactly.
And the important thing is the chorus, some sort of chant-like thing in the middle, isn't it?
Yeah, you need a chant, I suppose. You have to get everybody singing together.
So it's shoot the hare and what. What's the chorus?
Hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road and all the way to Dublin, whack falaldi-da.
That's the chorus, right.
Yeah.
Is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in that? Can we include that in the chorus?
Yeah, it's that's like the bridge.
Right,
you know,
right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and then into the chorus, yeah.
Okay. Now, we've had suggestions already. We've given you those, and we're inviting them now to 53102. We're going to literally take it line by line.
Okay.
Line by line. But just to get us in the mood, firstly, I suppose the anthem of Irish football songs is Put 'Em Under Pressure.
Yeah.
So let's just have a listen to 2 minutes of that. Here we go.
Sure. Go and compete.
Hey, you just made my nipples and hair stand. Oh, the memories, that's for Put 'Em Under Pressure. So we're hoping to sort of do that again. Tell Damien well done on getting his song into the movie Tyrannosaur. Great song and a powerful movie. What song was that?
Sing All That Cares Away.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Great song.
Yeah, I was brilliant. The one up after the film, you know, with Paddy Considine, the director, won up after there. So that was great.
Brilliant. Breathless, just listen to the Rocky Road. The great news is you've help tomorrow when you went to studio, because Danny from the Coronas and Brezzy's going to be there.
Yeah, great.
And the Dubliners, if they want to pitch in.
Brilliant, right. Great stuff.
Now, this is all very relaxed, because the lads, I'm just telling people at home, Damien's actually very nervous about this. He's never written a song live on radio before. But it's like we're all in this together. You know?
Great stuff.
Yeah. And they won't judge you. They'll judge, you know, the listeners to the Ray D'Arcy Show. So don't take all the responsibility on your shoulders there. So we talked about this since Monday, so we've got a good few suggestions in. So this is like the how do you do type programs. Here's a couple we made earlier. So do you think in the merry month of June we're going to leave that?
I think that we should leave that.
It's a nod to the original, and it is happening in June, so
exactly.
Let's go from there. Then so a lot of them are geographical, a lot of them are, you know, the first two lines are going, we're leaving Ireland or something like that. So
yeah.
I just picked out one at random, Jacinta Dillon from Offaly, and you have it there in front of you, and just let's see how that sort of sounds for the first two lines then.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
In the merry month of June, from the port we started, left of Dublin town, hopeful and light-hearted.
That sort of works, doesn't it?
Good phrasing.
Yeah, so there's a lot of them like that, a lot of them similar to that, you know, suggesting a journey, the beginning of a journey.
Yeah.
I suppose you have to have a bit of sort of lightheartedness in one of these songs as well. So David Blake and John Byrne co-wrote this, and they did the full song, all five verses. But the opening couplet, have a go at that opening couplet there.
In the merry month of June, inflate your plastic hammer, bait your bower on loud, and learn your Polish grammar.
What do you think, John?
It paints a picture.
Yeah. So 53102. Take it that we're keeping in the merry month of June, and anything after that. Then so it's nearly, there's two lines in one line, isn't there? Exactly.
Yeah.
And it sort of goes like that for the whole. For the whole thing,
yeah.
The chorus, I feel, is the, you know, is the big thing. So even if you don't want to get involved in writing the verses and you have an idea for the chorus, get it into us now, 53102 or ray@todayfm.com. We're with the two Johns and Damo. We'll take a quick commercial break and we're back with more lines after that. Thanks.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.
The victim's male, mid-30s.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM. Show the laundry who's boss with Persil Small and Mighty. Outstanding cleaning, even in 30 minutes.
We started heading.
We're back on there, Demo, but that's the way it goes. 53102, we're rewriting Rocky Road to Dublin. It will become the Rocky Road to Poland and hopefully be the official Euro 2012 song for the Republic of Ireland football team. Mairead's on the phone as well, 1850-715-100. If you want to sing your line down the line. Look enthusiastic there, Mairead. 1850-715-100. So the Carrigans wrote this as a family.
Oh, brilliant.
And they get in the Come On You Boys in Green there as the third and fourth song. So they want to have a go at that and see how that works out there.
Well, I do Come On You Boys in Green, is it?
Yeah, no, do it from the start maybe again there.
Right.
We won't be able to do this right up to the end. We won't be starting every time, but just to give everyone an idea.
It's a jumper there. I'll give it a go.
Just maybe leave that word out, the over.
Okay.
Was in the merry month of June from Ireland's Isle, we started heading to Poland. Full of crack, we chanted, "Come on, you boys in green." That's going to so that'd be like, "Come on, you boys in green." Never have we seen such an army and a team on the rocky road to Poland.
That fits maybe further on.
Yeah, that's the further on line.
Yeah, that goes into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 then.
Yeah.
Ah, very good. Very good. So let's just skip on because we're going to come back to those two lines. Let's just skip on to the chorus because I'm sort of obsessed the chorus needs to be the thing. And a lot of people who've commented since Monday are saying that it's a very wordy song, which it is. We know that. So you can tell a story. But for it to be a chant that people are going to maybe sing on the terraces, the chorus has to be catchy.
You need a hook,
easy to learn.
Yeah.
It's a very short one, isn't it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Hunt the hare
and turn her down the rocky road and all the ways to Poland.
Right. Oh, sorry, that's the one before it.
But they all have the same structure, don't they?
Yeah.
I was thinking that this might be overly simplistic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Shoot the goal, win the match, all the way to Poland, whack fiddle. Is that overly simplistic or did that?
It's just a phrase might not fit, you know.
Right, okay.
The hair, it sort of has to be done. The hair. And
while we're waiting for some to come in, the other thing which is important is a little bit of we need some samples. And what we did with the last one, we started off with a bit of commentary from George Hamilton. Now, George wasn't on, I think it was Darren Maloney, was it? So we've located this. Have a listen to this to see if this is energetic enough.
Robbie Keane with the chance to book the flight. Keane takes it and scores. Poland and the Ukraine, are you ready for us?
Yeah. Brilliant.
That sounds good. That's
the one. So we've at least kick. We've 3 seconds of it done, John, as you were saying there. Dublin Town, don't put Dublin Town in it. Ireland Proud instead.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Covers the whole country as people will be flying out north, south, east and west for the matches. Sarah, thanks for that. So which one was that one in? So see, in the merry month, from the port we started, left Ireland Proud. Is that what they're saying instead of
left
Dublin?
Left old Ireland Proud, is it?
Hopeful and lighthearted. Yes, that's cool. Easy enough. How about in the merry month of June, I stayed in Ireland because Trap hasn't got a clue. There'd be the alternative version.
The alternative, yeah. We should do a B-side, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points gets us closer to bringing the trophy back all the ways to Dublin. Yeah, that sounds a little bit. Now, just try that one there. That's for a chorus. It sounds a little bit awkward to me, but you're the musician.
5 points gets us closer to bringing the trophy back all the ways to Dublin. Wakeful aldida.
That's the chorus there. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think the electric guitar was key to the success of Put 'Em Under Pressure. The Mob will always like a good heavy riff, but there's a good old riff in this Rocky Road to Dublin. How does that sound on your bazooka there, John?
Yeah.
And you can play that on any instrument you like.
Yeah, you can throw that into a nice Gibson Les Paul.
Instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, why not say Keno Given Done? The problem with that is, and this is what happened 10 years ago, I don't know if you know this story, but loads of people were suggesting the names of the team to put them into the lyrics, which is fair enough. And we had a debate on air about it, and we said the only person who's definitely going to be there is Roy Keane.
Right.
So we left his name in, nobody else's, and he wasn't there, so we've learned that lesson. There's nothing like Damien singing Rocky Road live, Ray. It really puts pride of Ireland into you, says Anne. That's that one. Lana Del Rey, the lady with the dress from the Brits last night. The two Johns and Damo Dempsey are here. We're rewriting A Rocky Road to Dublin to change it into A Rocky Road to Poland. When Gaz from Dunboyne heard about it, he was very excited. Good morning, Gaz.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Do you want to say anything to Damien Dempsey?
Damien Dempsey, you're an absolute living legend, sir.
How are you, Gaz? How's it going?
Are you all right? Damo for president.
So this is sort of nearly fantasy world for you, because you're a huge Damo fan and you're a huge football fan. So him singing the official song is just...
You couldn't get a... There's no one more perfect than Damo.
Okay.
If I could suggest it, Damo, you should play the halftime entertainment at the FIFA for all the games, get the crowd going. Down to John Delaney about that.
Now Gaz, you're in the stands there on the terraces. What's the most popular chant at the moment?
It's taken from Celtic. I think it's we love you, no matter where we go, we follow, because we support our country, and that's the way we like it. And then there's a bit of a whoa.
Right.
So that's the kind of one at the moment.
Okay, and would they still be going, You Never Beat the Irish, for example?
Yeah. Especially when we get one up on our old foes, you know.
Yeah, and then Ireland.
Yeah, that's the prawn sandwiches, as they say. I'd say we'll be getting that one going.
That's the what?
Prawn sandwiches.
That's for me and my place. You see, I think the reason I'm asking you this is that that one you mentioned first is probably sung to the air of something that's copyrighted.
Which one was that?
Go on. Can you sing the first one you mentioned there?
Good idea, Gary.
We've been so close before. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, just so. We've been so close before. Our hope slammed in the door. Now we're back for more. We'll settle all our scores. Let's get behind the team. They want to hear a scream. Come on, you boys in green. On the rocky road to Poland. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's brilliant, mate. Nice one, guys.
Hey. Would you like to hear Damo sing that?
It would make my dreams come true.
Now, he hasn't rehearsed it here, so but that's the nature of it. See, we've been so close before. I was actually asking you to sing the chant that you mentioned, but that was good.
All right.
Okay. We've been so close before.
Give that a lash again there, guys. Just the first part of it, will you?
It's, so basically, like, it goes, well, I was looking at the rhyming strategy, like, it's 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4, and then this comes in then.
Yeah.
Just before, so we've been so close before, our hopes stand in the door, and now we're back for more, we'll settle all our scores, let's get behind the team, they want to hear a scream, come on you boys in green, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Holy, you know, man, you have the phrase in great, hold on. We've been so close before, our hopes slammed in the door, and now we're back for more, we'll settle all our scores. We'll get behind the team, they want to hear a scream, come on you boys in green, on the rocky road to Poland, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well done, guys, nice one, man.
Cheers, I've one or two other lines there, just if you want to replace the let's get behind the team for the next verse. There's from Poznan to Gdansk, we know we've got a chance, we'll lead them on a dance on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Let me give that a shot there. From Poznan to Gdansk, we know we've got a chance, we'll lead them on a dance on the rocky road to Poland, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, that fits the phrase, is brilliant.
What do you do for a living, Gaz?
I'm a sales rep on the road.
Right.
But basically, most of my holidays are spent going to the away Ireland games.
Okay, and have you got your accommodation booked, etc., in Poland?
We've got our flights and all that booked. We're probably going to stay in the car fans zones when we're over there. We'll see. We're all making different ways over, so
okay.
Looking forward to it.
So you never beat the Irish. Just to go back to that, the original one you said to us there, the most popular one in the stands at the moment.
Yeah.
What air does that go to?
I don't actually know.
All right. Okay.
Your best would be have a look on YouTube there, and you'll get a feel for it.
Okay.
One more, if I can, Ray.
Okay, one more. Okay.
Just the one again, just before the chorus. We'll all be on a high. Your flags are going to fly. We're going to drink them dry. Yow! On the rocks.
Have you got that in front of you, Damo?
Is that there? No. I don't see that.
Is that in your email? No,
I sent another one on there this morning.
Oh, did you? Right, okay. Well, you might send it again for us, and we'll see. But Gaz, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Gaz. Nice one, man. Fair play.
That's Gaz and Dunboyne on the road. Now, when we were listening to Lana Del Rey, you've sort of cobbled together, and like we have so many brilliant suggestions here. So we're going to spend the afternoon working on this. We're sort of working through it today, but we're not going to at midday say that's it. We're going to take it away and work after the show. But you have something there, the first eight lines, which is the first verse.
Yeah, these are kind of the ones that fit. You know, just the phrase and fits, and but we can get the best lines of other ones and just knock them into, just make them fit, you know, later on today. But I'll try this and see. There's a
June and flight your plastic hammer, bait your bear and loud and learn your Polish grammar. Took a drop of the cure, me nerves to stop a shaking. Belly was in a state, me feared I wasn't faking. Being so close before, our hope slammed in the door. Now we're back for more, we can win the battle. Come on, you boys in green. Never have we seen such an army and a team on the rocky road. The fall and won't you be my fire?
Yeah, well, Gaz's stuff works brilliantly, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a real punch to it.
Came in there, you got the phrasing right, you know.
Yeah, the bit in the middle, I'm not going to put a name to that, but that sort of, it was a bit awkward for him. And there's hundreds of suggestions for the chorus. Of course, John, producing it, you need some samples in it, don't you? Because Put Them Under Pressure, obviously, that was a sample. So we've dug out a few trap quotes. And you might give us your opinion on because English isn't his first language. You may have noticed that. And so he doesn't have the same punch that Jack Charlton would have had.
Yeah.
But let's go with his description of football, trap football. Let's have a listen to that.
Football is ball, pitch, opponent, and mentality. That is football.
Ooh.
Yeah. Is there anything you can do with that?
Let's put it into the machine and see what happens.
there was one that I loved, and we played it over and over again when he said it. It's about, you know, sometimes football isn't pretty, but it's not about the show, it's about the result. So let's have a listen to that one then. Trap show. Is it?
Show is show, result is result.
No, that's a rhythm to it. Show is show, result is result. Show is show, result is result.
Yeah, well, the last one of the mentality is good, you know.
Yeah. And then there was the one when we beat Estonia 4-0 in the first leg of the playoffs there, and everyone was going, "We're going to Europe, we're going to Europe." And he wasn't convinced. And I don't know if this is an old Italian saying or whether he made it up in his head, but it was the cat in the sack thing.
Be careful, the cat. No, say the cat is in the sack when you have not the cat in the sack.
The OSPCA would be on about that.
There you go. Black Keys, Lonely Boy on Today FM. We're back in Matt Cooper's studio, also known as the Talk Studio. The two Johns and Damien Dempsey are here. We've been attempting to rewrite the Rocky Road to Dublin with your help throughout the morning. And of course, people have been emailing Euro2012 at todayfm.com since Monday. So we have nearly 1,000 suggestions, I'd say. So we're spoiled for choice here. It's sort of an embarrassment of riches. And the big job, I suppose, is editing, isn't it, Damo?
Because some great stuff, you know.
Talented listeners.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Some amazing, some great poets out there.
Owen in Cork, listen to this one, right? Typical Irish. This is by far one of the best shows in a long time. You should write songs on air more often.
Sorry, I'm not doing it every day.
Yeah, this one now.
Ben is in Cork as well. Good morning, Ben.
You doing?
You're a big fan of the Rocky Road to Dublin.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job in it there. I send in a longer version, but it's too heavy. You've got to go with something light.
Yeah, and you have a chorus there that we might take something from.
Will I try the chorus?
Yeah, go ahead.
So keep the dream alive, dye the hair and bury the frown. We're on the road, traps armies off to Powell and whack fall all the ra.
You got it all there. The dream, trap. Whack for Dudley, yeah, as well. Just give it to us one more time.
So keep the dream alive, dye the hair and bury the frown. We're on the road, traps armies off to Powell and whack for Aldira.
Good phrasing,
Ben, would you be able to sing the whole, have you ever sung the whole Rocky Road to Dublin?
I have indeed.
Right, is it a tough one to sing?
It is, absolutely. You've won four pairs of lungs, I'd say.
you have a nice swing there, Ben.
I wrote a version of the whole lot yesterday, but I put in stuff about Mercosi and all that, and it's too heavy.
Yeah. I think we need to keep it simple. We need to keep it simple.
I have to keep it simple, yeah. I have the last four lines of one verse that refers back to the last time.
Right, do you want to give us a...
Yeah.
Get go with that.
This is the second half of one of the verses.
Okay, right.
At last we see some light, the future's looking bright, our team will fight the fight, remember small Ray Houghton or Paddy Bonner, save O'Leary too was brave, we held our breath for Dave. Ole boys, no more doubting, so keep the dream alive.
Brilliant.
Will you send that in? Are you on email, Ben?
Yeah, I sent it in by attachment, Ray, but I'm not great at the attachment, so okay. I tried to put a nail in it, but it mightn't have stuck.
Well, Mairead has your number anyway. We'll make sure we get it.
That was deadly.
That was good. And mentioning the guys who've come before this team is probably good because
they created a tradition that keeps us in on the swing. So
Lyme is deadly,
and we can't change history, and nobody else can change it. So
no, there's no one that can take that up.
That's it, right? Okay, thanks a million, Ben. Good luck.
Okay, see you,
Ben.
Bye.
That sounds great. Yeah. We have something there, don't we?
We have to make it into something.
When we were doing the Shave or Die there on Friday morning, we had 300 people in Breakford the Border, and I got them to do a few of the chants.
Oh, brilliant.
Great. So they're nice and crisp, and you know, you'll never beat the Irish and Ireland.
Fantastic.
Although Gaz said that was a prawn sandwich. Well, we have to have something in there for the prawn sandwich eaters as well. We'll take it to there after the show, and then tomorrow morning Windmill, John and Damo and Brezzy and Danny and the Dubliners as well, and we'll have something at the end there. But you're going to bring it back to your studio, to New Air Studio, and then do your magic.
Sprinkle the dust.
Well, when do you reckon we'll have a finished product?
Oh, I'd say
weeks,
probably,
months, years. Yeah,
should be just before the match anyway.
And we're hoping, fingers crossed as well, because the Irish team are in Dublin next week for their friendly against the Czech Republic. We're hoping that we might get them to sing the chorus, because we'll have the chorus done at that stage. We don't know yet, because they're obviously very busy and they're only here for a limited period of time. But for the moment, John, Damo and John, thank you very much. I think that was good. I think everyone enjoyed it. So
thanks, Ray. Yeah.
Well done.
Well done, lads.
Well done to everybody.
Well done to everybody.
Well done to everybody. It mightn't be dishonesty. It could be just ignorance. Anyway, great pictures on the covers of the Irish Independent and the Examiner today of the Republic of Ireland football team and Damien Dempsey belting it out, giving it socks, recording the chorus to A Rocky Road to Poland. The lads had a great... I don't know what I was expecting. Well, I tell you what I was expecting. You know, footballers are notorious when they're out of the comfort zone. And that's understandable. We all are. The majority of the 26 squad aren't singers. So they were a bit uncomfortable when they came into the room and were going to ask them to sing. But then Damien Dempsey, who's a former boxer, sort of, you know, got them going. And he gives it socks every time. So I suppose the lads watching him, they gave it socks as well. Great pictures there on the cover. And you can join the team and Damien on the song. It's very easy. We've posted the chorus up on our website, todayfm.com. And all you have to do is record yourself into your mobile phone, singing the song. A video would be nice as well. And then post it up onto Today FM, post it, and you will feature on the song as well. It's very exciting. And people have been at it already. Linda's four kids, for example. They were at it overnight. Yeah.
You will never beat the Irish. You'll never beat the Irish.
Great stuff. And there was Paddy O'Reilly, age 3. He was at it overnight as well, joining the team.
You'll never beat the Irish. You'll never beat the Irish.
And Sarah and Colin and Hayden.
You'll never beat the Irish. You'll never beat the Irish.
You'll never beat the Irish. You'll never beat the Irish.
That's great. And we get them all, and they can do amazing stuff with technology now. They can get everybody, even Christy, there in tune. And they're going to layer them and layer them over the chorus. So get involved with the Euro 2012 official song, Rocky Road to Poland. Do it in your workplace. Do it in your family home. Do it in your school. Must be getting up to 17 degrees. Yippee! Now, Joyce, good morning.
Yes.
How are you? Sorry for keeping you waiting there.
You're all right.
We got an email from your mate. He's not your mate, he's your boyfriend, Brian. Will
he's
I read it
so
to you?
Dead. Yeah, go on,
will
read,
I read it.
It
to you? I'm emailing you today to ask you for a favour. I have recently started going out with a girl and can't believe how lucky I am. Aww.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you Scarlet?
Very much so.
She is a huge football fan and a massive fan of Liverpool. I'm a Man United supporter, so much so that while watching Steven Gerrard on the Late Late Show, it was like me and her friend Kira weren't even in the room. She's a bigger Ireland fan and has told me she'd leave me for Kevin Doyle from the Irish squad.
Very true.
Her summer holidays this year consist of going to Gdansk and Poznan to see Ireland play Spain and Italy in the Euro 2012. To top it off, she sent in a few lines for the official Irish soccer song Rocky Road to Poland, and her lines were picked for the first two of the song. I get goosebumps every time I hear it. Her name is Joyce Milligan. That's you, Joyce.
It is.
And I was hoping you could have a chat with her on your show, as I know she loves the original Rocky Road to Dublin and was over the moon to hear her lines in the official song. Thanks for reading this, Brian. Is he your ex now, or you're fine with that?
He will be this afternoon.
That's very sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, really nice, actually. Yeah, that's a really nice letter.
And congratulations.
Thanks.
Just to remind you what your words sound like in the song.
Wasn't a merry month of June from the home we started, left all there and tied the pole and made the party.
That's your, they're your words.
I know, it's so exciting. I'm really, really delighted.
Yeah.
Because when I sent them in, and then when I saw the lyrics produced, then I was saying it to my dad, and he was like, Asher, anyone could have sent those lines in as well. And I was like, yeah, actually, but then when he was called and told me then, I was delighted.
Yeah, there was a lot of variations on that, but
yeah.
your words were the ones we used.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, and it's great to hear Damien sing them, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, the first time.
Oh, good. Wasn't the merry month of June from my home we started, left all there inside the pole and made the path.
Go on, the first time.
The first time I heard it, my godfather sang it when I was about 8, or I think. And I loved it since then.
Right.
So then, at my mum and dad's 50th then, he sang it again, and then I'd learned Doris to sing it. So we all had a little sing-song at the party.
It's a difficult song to sing, I'm told, by Damien Dempsey.
Yeah, it is. I do forget half the words when I'm halfway through, but I'll remember those ones now.
You will, of course. Did we send you out a copy of the single?
I haven't got it yet, yeah, but I can't wait to get it.
It's in the post. And you're heading off yourself.
My brother's girlfriend.
Right, what about Brian?
Oh, yeah, he's gone as well. Yeah, he's gone with his friends. Yeah, anyway.
Right. Okay, and you're going to hook up?
Yeah,
definitely. And what's your mode of transport? Are you flying?
We're flying into Gdansk on the 14th for the Spain game, and then flying out of Poznan after the Italy game.
Right, and
cannot wait.
Are you staying in hotels or what?
No, we're staying in a hostel for the first night in Gdansk for one night, and then we're in another hostel then for 4 nights in Poznan.
Right, and you're going to get a T-shirt with "Hi, I'm Joyce. I wrote the opening two lines in Rocky Road to Poland."
Yeah, I might do actually. Flashing lights, everything.
Well, the best compliment we got for the song so far was a group of lads sent us a text going that they're going to have a blasting out of their camper van as they travel across Europe to be there.
It'll make you feel great though when you hear it.
It actually does.
Yeah.
Do you know, we've done a lot in the 12 years, Joyce, and this is just between yourself and everyone else listening, but this is one of the things I'm most proudest of.
Yeah.
You know, that we were involved and we got it together, because every time I hear it, I just, you know, it's great.
Yeah,
it
I did listen to it a couple of times a day and I get really excited. Especially when I watch the video. Oh, it's just brilliant. I'm just so excited about it.
Well, listen, thanks. Enjoy, Paul.